This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. The threat is real. But what is the threat? And who's behind it?
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
What an eventful 4th of July with an ICBM confirmed being fired from North Korea that can reach the United States, crashing into the ocean right off the coast of Japan. Japan and South Korea have accelerated evacuations out of major cities and are pulling back towns and populations near the DMZ ahead of possible strikes. Russia and China have signaled that they may have to support a U.S. strike on, or a joint strike on, North Korea, but have also cautioned the U.S. to stop engaging in provocative military drills. What are you supposed to do when North Korea is threatening to nuke everybody? Ladies and gentlemen, let me just start with this piece of news. We had Leo Zagami on, Vatican expert who lives in Rome, on Monday, talking about and breaking gay cocaine orgies at the Inquisition's headquarters. Now, that he broke that last week. He was on Monday. I was checking it because I wanted to check what he was saying. Couldn't find anything on it. Here's the Daily Mail today. Vatican police break up gay orgy at home of Secretary of the Pope Francis key advisors. Exactly what Zagami said. And you've got the deputy pope, basically his right-hand man, indicted for the recruiting and kidnapping, basically grooming, raping of small children over 40-plus years, and the pope trying to cover that up. I mean, this is incredible. No wonder they ran more news headlines from Australia to Germany to Canada today saying that I say there's slave colonies on Mars. There's no video. There's no quotes. They just lie and make it up because they want to divert off of this and make jokes about kidnapped kids. One AP report about thousands of kidnapped and raped and many of them murdered Haitian kids. Again, that's how they operate. Real news gets no coverage. All their fake garbage gets massive, massive coverage. So for all you writers that get the talking points globally to put out the disinfo by your corporate masters, you were aiding and abetting the pedophiles, the child kidnapping rings, the Satanism, all of it. So just know that's on you. Just know that's on you, and this is all going to come out. You're not going to be able to stop it. Now, obviously, that's not our top story. But I'm going to play a clip of Zagami from Monday later in the next hour that actually show you mainstream news now confirming it all. Obviously, the big news, Russia, China, North Korea, missile test unacceptable. Japan, more cities, hold evacuation drills, prepare for missile attacks. Almost all mainline analysts agree this is the closest we've been to nuclear war in a long time, and not so much for North Korea. North Korea is the detonator, the trigger for a larger nuclear war. I guess he's been saying that for over a decade. Joel Skousen, a former Marine Corps officer, expert, a lot of great context. We should get him back on the next few days to talk about this because he keeps saying it's the trigger as we approach 2020. And we are getting very, very close to that right now, are we not? Now, that said, we're also going to get into CNN rocked by huge backlash after it blackmailed the creator of Trump's CNN meme. That's an InfoWars.com story. We've got the U.S. code, state and federal law there, where you can see how what CNN did was illegal. CNN admits what they did was illegal. CNN admits that they said, we're going to publish the full name and who you really are if you don't retract. Now, they could say, we're going to publish this and then see if he retracted. But instead, they said, do this or we will. That's called racketeering. It violates state and federal law. It's pure coercion or a terroristic threat, depending on which state you're in. And we've got the federal and state laws here. We're going to look at those crimes. Also, the Olympics has now made it official. Men can compete in all the women's sports. So I'm getting ready to go compete, I guess, in women's wrestling. Couldn't beat any of the men, but don't worry. I may become the new champion like Andy Kaufman. Stay with us.
If there's a toxic chemical, biological, gas, smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield. InfoWarsLife.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a lit underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
I must be very disciplined today, or we will not get to your phone calls and all the news and the guests we have joining us. Roger Stone's coming up at the bottom of the hour with big breaking news from inside the White House on what's currently happening with the power struggles there and some of the next big shoes to drop. We have another investigative journalist who first began breaking months ago that the 17 intelligence agencies that supposedly unanimously said that the Russians influenced our elections never made those findings, and it was all a giant hoax. And, of course, last week the New York Times had to come out and admit it all was a giant hoax, but that got basically zero coverage in mainstream media, because they cover for each other. But Robert Perry of ConsortiumNews.com will be joining us. Paul Watson will be hosting the fourth hour. But incredible levels of hoaxing. I mean, when they get Tom Brokaw to go on MSNBC and NBC out of retirement, called in, he admitted, to stand against the great evil. He said we must have courage against the great evil of fake news and Alex Jones. That's Twilight Zone. and add a little poison cherry, another little dropping he left, little rat, and all his fake, you know, condescending, judgmental, spaced out verbiage. He said, "I'm a complete and total racist." He used a fancy $10 word, unalloyed. And the reason I mention that is he's back on the trail with editorials and interviews saying, call out fake journalists like Alex Jones. Please, Tom, continue to call me out, you delusional, warmongering, race-baiting, globalist fossil. And I don't mean that disrespectful to our elders, but a fossil of thinking. I mean, that's all they've got is to say things about me that I never said. Little newsflash. They're calling somebody deeply racist, and they don't show you a quote or a clip. You know the person doing that is a race baiter that's even worse than being a racist, in my view. Because they consciously know it's a bunch of bull. They're using it to control people. It's amazing. But the media has taught people that's powerful. No, it's empty. In the old days, you call somebody a racist with evidence 30, 40 years ago, it would do something. It was like shooting somebody with a 357 Magnum. Now it's like throwing a water balloon at somebody. It doesn't do anything. And that's really covered for a lot of tribalists and racists and people who are Hispanic racists, white racists, black racists, you name it. And we really see, before I get to all this news, the failure of Christendom here. It was Christianity and it was Western Europe that banned slavery worldwide, except for in Islamic countries and some areas of Africa, curtailed at about 95%. It was Christianity that first looked at itself and said, what we're doing is wrong. And so they've used the globalists, the leftists, the social engineers, they've used our instincts to be open and loving and have a good society against us. You know, you can look at areas of Latin America, you can look at areas of Asia, you can look at areas of Africa, doesn't matter. And they can look at tribal lines where the tribes are genetically basically identical in areas of Africa, the sociologists, anthropologists have done this, but they're Christian, they're super prosperous, have industry, have technology, have medicine, and then you'll have Muslims right across the river, or animists, rock worshippers, plant worshippers, and they will always be in total barbarism. Christianity, for all its faults in actual deployment, the idea of New Testament Christianity creates civilization. And the Atlantic Monthly, the same ones calling for the overthrow of Trump, the same ones saying I should be shut down, a very elitist mouthpiece. You talk about anti-American, they're it. Globalist Mag claims Trump won't stop decline of white Christian America. Sun slowly setting, this is a quote, on values of white Christian American, globalist claim, it's the end of white Christian America, an excerpt from a book reposted in the Atlantic, and I read the article, it celebrates the end of whites and the end of Christianity, and these are white elitist leftists saying this, because, you see, they have trouble taking over Christian countries, globalists do, and they know Christians are going to oppose microchips to buy and sell, face scanning to turn on the new iPhone that's coming out. You have to face scan. It's all been announced. Everything the Christians warned of 2,000 years ago is now happening. Real Christians, not your big bought-off, corporate-run, state-run, you know, megachurches, Catholic, Protestant, you name it. I mean, you want to find a den of devils, that's where you find them. There's a lot of good churches, too. And so the world is coming against it. You've seen 100%+ increase in persecution of Christians just in the last decade. More than half of all the people persecuted in the world are Christians. And it's getting worse and worse and worse and worse and worse and worse. And they show a picture of Trump and say, let's get rid of the white people. Infowars.com story. And that's another article today out of the College Fix. Professor teaches students about the problem that is whiteness. They always say it's a professor. That's caught campus-wide, college-wide, worldwide. Again, you said, but that's the antithesis of what Martin Luther King said. That's the point. Christians forced the end of slavery. Christians forced the end of segregation. Christians actually did have the, quote, white man's burden that Christians in Europe had written about. But that got turned around as arrogant and bad and everything because the industrialists and the globalists did not want that. They did not want to treat people equally. So they came in, took over that movement, hypered it up into political correctness as political control to turn everybody into their own racial ghettos and groups. Where, I mean, I never grew up around racism. I never heard it, saw it. Now it's everywhere. By all sides. And again, this is the victory of social engineering. You read the WikiLeaks, it says, we're losing control of the public. We can't keep them in the dark anymore. We've got to keep them desperate. We've got to accelerate the culture wars. I mean, there are quotes. I've written articles about it. We've shown you the WikiLeaks. You can go read them for yourself. It's the heads of the Democratic Party saying we're losing control. We've got to intensify the racial division. I mean, it is like KKK leaders when you watch MSNBC, but they're black and they're Hispanic and they're white. So I thought I'd just kick off with that today because it illustrates what we're dealing with. Atlantic Monthly is as elitist as you get. New Yorker Magazine, Financial Times of London, Public Affairs, Foreign Affairs, those are the four or five publications that really tell you what they think. And it is just unbelievable to have Robert P. Jones in there openly saying, you'll never stop us, we're going to end the white people, and we're going to end the Christianity. And there it is. Clinton campaign email outlines effort to produce an unaware and compliant citizenry. And you read into these emails, it says, we've got to use culture war. They're doing it. A couple more cops over the weekend got shot, and another one got shot yesterday in the back of the head, sitting in their inner squad car, an unprovoked attack. Pretty powerful that CNN and MSNBC can put out those memes, put out those ideas, and then see it happen, and then tell police, you let strong cities take over, you let the UN run your police accountability boards, they'll stop the killing. It's called terrorism, ladies and gentlemen. Does it mean the police are perfect? No, but they're from our towns and our cities, and there's checks and balances, and we can reform it. The globalists aren't coming in to, quote, save us from the police to take care of us. They want control of the police. You think we've got tyrannical police? Under globalists, under modern liberalism, 50 times worse. Like Berkeley, where they let everybody get beat up with tire irons and bike locks and people putting, you know, comas, and the police laugh and do nothing. Oh, now Berkeley's being sued. They're all upset about all the free speech suits and racketeering suits. Look, you guys are engaged in criminal activity, but I guess places like Berkeley and UC and all the rest of it's run by Napolitano, former head of Homeland Security, so everything's okay, right? So all of that said, I'm going to go to break here in a few minutes. We're going to come back and play a bunch of clips. CNN rocked by huge backlash after it blackmails creator of Trump's CNN meme. Here's what the 2008 Olympic gender regulations look like. They've officially said men can compete as women, women compete as men. But in every sport but shooting, men are faster, stronger, and will win in every group. I mean, it's not even debatable. The Olympic men out there, 99.99999999% of men can compete. It's mainly genetic. A lot of them have extra chromosomes and stuff. There's a lot of disorders where you get extra chromosomes, folks. You're not mentally retarded. You're Superman. You also tend to, you know, strangle your wife and children or whatever. But the point is that a lot of those guys are superhuman. You're going to stack them up against women when a lot of the women have extra Ys or extra Xs. There's all these different disorders. I mean, those aren't normal people to begin with. But you've got the guy that continues to win all the Olympic racing in the women's. And he's a guy. He even has a wee-wee. But I think this is hilarious. Watch them all destroyed. And people go, oh, you hate transgender. I could care less if you think you're a man or a woman. With all the chemicals in the food and water, it's ubiquitous. The issue is that men compete, women compete. They're getting rid of the genders to depopulate, to confuse, to destroy. What about letting straight people have their lives? What about letting straight fish have their lives? New articles out today in the Associated Press and RT that the majority of fish in U.S. rivers and lakes, the majority, now are bisexual. That is, they have male and female organs, but then most of them can't breed. They're sterile. Now, see, Our sperm count's down about 90% too. See, the big issue is we're being sterilized, we're being exterminated, and the big victory, folks, is I've taken the heat, you've taken the heat. We've now forced the national debate about it. We're going to force chimeras next. Stay with us. We'll be back.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. The first shipment of Super Blue sold out in 1 week. I thought it would be a six-month supply for listeners. And since then, people are beating down our doors wanting to be able to resupply their Super Blue. Research across the board is clear. In fact, it's certified. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue, chosen by our dental experts, include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Learn more about InfoWars Life Super Blue Toothpaste at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
From 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central, we're here live. Roger Stone is popping in with inside intel on the White House and the scandals and the attempts to bring down the president. coming up, and then we're going to have another guest on who exposed months ago that 17 agencies never unanimously came out and said that the Russians influenced our election. But even though the New York Times was forced to admit that was all fake last week, they're still running with the proof that Russians stole the election. And Robert Mueller, the lie detector, he will be the arbiter of all truth. The arrogance is insane. So that's coming up with the journalist that first began to break that 4-0 hedge via Consortium News. But let me start getting to this, and then I'm going to get into North Korea as well after Stone leaves us, but that's a big issue right there. People have been hearing about it forever. But just because you hear about getting cancer when you're a little kid, and you think, oh, that'll never happen to me, and then you're 60 years old and you get it, it's been almost 60 years since the ceasefire in Korea. And all the experts agree it's pregnant for war. Kim Jong-un's out of control. He's disconnected from reality. China has no control anymore. He's firing missiles at everybody, threatening to nuke everybody. Japan doesn't ever evacuate major cities, and neither does South Korea. They've been evacuating for weeks. The weapons are building up. I'm going to get to that. I'm going to talk about what a strike on North Korea will look like. Believe me, they're going to roll out the high-powered radiation weapons. They've got radiation beams. They got some sci-fi. When I say they, the globalists that have been running this country, that's why they're so upset that Trump is now in power of all that. And they've got agencies desperately trying to keep their people in so Trump doesn't become aware of all this stuff and have a chance to audit it all. But just search into the term neutron bomb, and then it'll bring into the whole class of stuff that's been around since the 50s that's way more advanced right now. I said I'd get to that later. I'm kind of getting to it now. CNN is just off its rocker. I don't have time to do the clips this segment, but I'll get to it after Stone leaves us. Look at these headlines on Infowars.com. CNN rocked by huge backlash after it blackmails creator of Trump's CNN meme. It's clearly a joke in response to CNN's host saying kill Trump, their guest saying kill Trump, financing plays where Trump's killed, Kathy Griffin simulating his murder, all these politicians calling for Trump's death, saying somebody should kill him, the media celebrating people that try to kill him, calling for all this violence, doing all this, and then you have a fun little SmackDown deal based on a fake fight with Vince McMahon and Donald Trump years ago, and then they say, we forced him and we threatened him. I'll play one of the clips now. We told him, this anonymous Reddit user, that if you didn't apologize and pull it, and tell folks to pull it, that we would destroy you and say you're racist because you're on Reddit. So you got a multi-billion-dollar corporation threatening some anonymous person, so they follow the threat, they remove it with lawyer speak in a statement. Now, look, you can say we're going to expose you and then hope somebody takes it down. But no, they said, you take this down or we're going to expose you. And we know this because CNN bragged about it breathlessly the last 2 days and had it their top story. And way down at the bottom was the emergency meetings at the UN and North Korea threatening to nuke Seoul, South Korea, and Japan, and threatening to hit Alaska. All that insane news wasn't even there because it was all Trump and how he was evil. Here's a clip. CNN's New Day. CNN promised not to identify pro-Trump Reddit user if he apologized. So we won't come after you if you remove your free speech. Pure bullying. Paul Watson has an article linking to federal and state law where it's racketeering, it's intimidation, it's coercion, it's a terroristic threat. This is a big bullying terrorist organization, in my view. Here's the clip.
Participation. Okay, so another issue that came up here.
Something remarkable I thought happened yesterday. I thought it was remarkable that CNN found the Reddit user who created the GIF of, you know, Donald Trump in the wrestling video and where he punches CNN. So the investigative team went back and found the guy who first created this. He took credit for it. And then here comes the remarkable part. He apologized. Mm-hmm. He apologized for having done this. How often do you hear someone who creates a video that goes viral then say this? This is what he told CNN. I would like to apologize for the posts made that were racist, bigoted, and anti-Semitic. These are the other posts that were on his account. I'm in no way this kind of person. I would never support any kind of violence or actions against others simply for what they believe in, nor would I carry out any violence against anyone based upon that or support anyone who did. He went on. He was so...
But then why is there so much stuff on his account?
He deleted
stop
it.
Stop right there. We got to go to break. See, they know this is everybody's free speech, okay? But they want to set the precedent. See, he apologizes, he admits it's wrong, and then mix a bunch of things like anti-Semitism into it. Who knows if that's even a real account or a real person?
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run.
CNN's been caught lying so much.
The GCN radio
staging
network.
Staging so many events. I think it's all fake.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm on to something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All right, Roger Stone's popping in here with inside intel on the White House and major intrigue there, and the next big shoes to drop here in a moment. But here's the type of news I have stacked up from mainstream media, from their own quotes. London Independent. France to make vaccination mandatory for 2018, as it is unacceptable children are still dying of measles. What, a couple year? Meanwhile, vaccines have killed millions across the planet, admittedly. Here's another one. Macron declares he will govern like a Roman god. So, again, Emmanuel Bonaparte, Macron declares he will govern like a Roman god. French President Macron has declared he will govern France like Jupiter, the Roman king of the gods, shortly after officials told the media his thought process was too complex, close quote, for journalists to understand. This is the total mental illness insanity of the elites, literally saying, let them eat cake, as the Islamicist Muslims pour in mass. Just like Obama a few days ago saying, patriotism is dangerous. The 4th of July, getting too patriotic is not a good thing, as he spoke in Indonesia. Remember? He's the guy that wouldn't put his hand over his heart. People thought it was just an accident at all these different 4th of July events and other events. Governor Richardson would, Hillary Clinton would, just to keep up appearances, but Obama wouldn't. But the EU now is set next year to ban nationalist names of national football teams because it's hateful to have a French team or a Spanish team or a Greek team or a German team or an English team. That's right. They're even saying, you know, the British flag's racist. You can't have that out. It's offensive to Muslims. And I have a whole stack of news. Austria deploys military to Italian border as migrant crisis explodes. That's up on Infowars.com. Linking to AFP and the Associated Press. Bye-bye locals. Europe city centers around alarm. Again, Europe cities centers sound the alarm that there aren't any Germans or French or anybody left. AFP. And then they're not welcome. It's no-go zones. Wow, you mean people that aren't white can act racist too? Oh, in fact, just as much so or even more so? There's no Christian background? The future of multicultural Europe, German city with the most immigrants, also has the most crime. 60% believe Islam is incompatible with French society. Well, don't worry. Once you're brain damaged from enough vaccines, you won't care. Over 5,000 cases of female genital mutilation in England over the past year alone as they cut full-grown women's genitals off. But that's okay. It's Muslim. And Bill Gates finally says something I agree with. Bill Gates warns Angela Merkel's open-door migrant policy has left Europe at breaking point and calls on leaders to stem the flow from Africa. But he's been pushing this before, but he says it's going to cause a rebellion and that they're going to lose control. He's only saying that because they pushed too far. So old Billy Boy is going to play the savior. ISIS cornered in Mosul as Iraq prepares victory celebrations. That's right, Trump and our U.S. military, but his leadership, has almost smashed ISIS that Obama and the globalists created. And so now it's coming time for Assad to do what he said he'd do to the U.S. military 5 years ago. In secret negotiations, I first broke, Cy Hurst confirmed on this show 3 years later, gave us the credit, not bragging, and just we're the opposite of fake news is why they're so scared of us and lie about us and say things we didn't say. Because we had the sources that came on who had the courage, and we had the platform, we'll put it out, that Obama and NATO were behind the whole Arab Spring, the whole invasion force, all of it. Our military said, Assad, you want to go back to England, don't you? You weren't even raised here. Your dad was a dictator. You're trying to democratize. They've used that as a way to take over your country. Agree to leave and hold elections when we kick ISIS, Al-Qaeda out, and we will not help Al-Qaeda and ISIS take over. That was our military's compromise against Obama. And now we're here 5 years later, and it's time for Assad, he made that agreement, to begin to segue out. That's the agreement he made. And that's what Trump is with Assad. You want to know the inside baseball? That's it. Is that really the right thing to do? They didn't start the war? Well, the Russians are there, and they made that agreement with us bilaterally. I guess trilaterally, three countries involved. All right, we're going to Roger Stone, who just got his Skype up. Just briefly here, ladies and gentlemen, I want to apologize. We've got a fourth hour where it's kind of been a beta testing for talk show hosts, like Paul Watson, like Roger Stone, who've all done a great job. Paul's so busy and travels so much, he gets his schedule messed up sometimes, and 4th of July was a holiday, so he couldn't do the show live. And I thought, well, just move him to the next day, not thinking that's Roger's day. So I'm going to go ahead and just say, Roger, if he still has time, can host the fourth hour today. And then we'll get Paul to just come back next week. But soon, very soon, I keep saying a month, because we're so busy. We're very close out from launching a morning show, an afternoon show, and a nighttime show that are going to be syndicated to our radio affiliates. And we'll have the classic clock. I'm going to change my clock. I'm going to work with GCN on that to the standard where we come in live at 6 after, not 8 after. A lot of exciting things. I've got like 40-something affiliates ready to come on top of our 200 or so as soon as I change the clock. So I'm letting stations know now that the next month we're going to be doing this stuff. So the clock's now ticking. It's happening. The crew's been hired. The people are in place. So very, very exciting that all of this is about to launch. We're going to have Mike Cernovich. We're going to have Roger Stone. We're going to have Paul Watson, hopefully hosting more. I'm going to try to get a lot of other folks on board. We're very, very excited about this. The stations are waiting. Because we're king of the internet, but also we need to be kings of AM and FM radio. Still, giant audiences there. And that's really kind of one of our secrets is we have that audience. Now, StoneColdTruth.com is his website, best-selling author, The Making of the President. Also, he's written best-selling books on the Kennedy assassination. We'll go to him in a moment. But first, drum roll, please, ladies and gentlemen. MycoZX sold out for 5+ months. The ultimate probiotic that knocks out the bad fungus, the mold, the other garbage. It goes like a horse and carriage with the classic probiotics. We have the best out there, Biome Defense. But MycoZX, antifungal, anti-yeast, anti-candida. I mean, this is an epidemic out there. You cannot lose because you're supporting the broadcast. MycoZX, get it with Biome Defense, 30% off. These are the highest quality out there, 4.9 stars on Power Reviews and other sites. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139, and your purchase makes the broadcast possible. But here's the big news. Sold out for 4 months. Because it's so hard to source it, then it's got to be tested, and it's got to be California-level standards, which is almost impossible. The only organically produced, and when I say organically, I mean from an organism. Everything else is synthetic. It still costs $50 a bottle for crud. We have from Mitsubishi America the only true bio-PQQ. You go to the store, nobody's got this. We've got it. It's nutraceutical level. I say we have it. It's doctors sell it in clinics. But the point is DNA Force is not a drug. It is BioPQQ, CoQ10, and all these other things that work synergistically together. And out of the gates, it's 20% off, even though it is just now back in stock and sells out all the time. Learn about why it's the Rolls Royce of products with CoQ10, BioCoQ2, NAR, lipoic acid, and so many other things do together. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. We're extending the 4th of July free shipping as well. An additional 10% off on any item. That's a big deal with DNA Force. You sign up for auto ship as well. Then you never sell out because we hold back extra bottles for folks that are on auto ship. Cancel any time. Brain Force, 30% off. Supermel Vitality, 30% off. Survival Shield, the amazing. Good Halogen, 30% off. Z Shield. The Detoxifier, newest product, 30% off. InfoWars, super high-quality storable foods, 30 to 40% off, powered by My Patriot Supply. Emirates Essentials, outdoor, sunscreen natural, and the bug spray natural, 40% off because I want you to try it. Living Defense is sold out. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And again, thank you all for your support. Now, joining us via video Skype is former head of the Trump campaign and Trump confidant for 43 years, Roger Stone. And Roger has got a new article going up on InfoWars.com as we speak. This is exclusive info on not the hype, but what really happened behind the scenes with Psycho Joe and, of course, the daughter of one of the most famous war criminals ever, Mika Brzezinski. Her late father, of course, making the jump into hell or wherever he went. So it's really behind the scenes. I talked to a rock star friend. He said he's been on the Morning Joe before for charities and stuff, and that she won't talk to anyone and treats her crew like crap. Joe's nice on the surface, but this is a monstrous woman. So the truth behind that and the inside intrigue, and then we've got news on North Korea. We've got news on the whole Russiagate thing falling apart, the 17 agencies never agreeing that Russia was even involved, the whole house of cards coming down. So what comes next? Roger Stone of StoneColdTruth.com, thanks for joining us.
Alex, even though we went through the holidays, so very much has happened politically in just the last few days, and I think it's extraordinarily significant. Mika, of course, and Joe spend an enormous amount of time brown-nosing Donald Trump both before, during, and after his campaign for president, during certainly the time of his being president-elect. But, they had then turned on him like a pack of vicious dogs. calling him a goon, a thug, a dictator, mentally deficient, crazy, insane, Alzheimer's.
By the way, you broke that months ago on the street in Austin. People can pull it up. Next attack will be that he has Alzheimer's or is insane. No one else was saying that. How did you get that intel?
Something that I will have to attribute to sources. Let me not get distracted. Mika now claims that it was she who recommended to Ivanka Trump the hiring of Dina Habib Powell. For those who have followed this on InfoWars, where I had an extensive piece on Ms. Dina Habib Powell, this woman is a Soros infiltrator in the White House of Donald J. Trump. She is an unabashed neocon, best friends with Huma Abedin, best friends with Valerie Jarrett, best friends with Condi Rice. She is a Bush alum. She is a counsel on foreign relations. And her, she is currently single. The Powell, incredibly, is Richard Powell. Now, let's follow that, if we may. Richard Powell is the chairman of Teneo. Teneo is the front, the consulting company, multi-billion-dollar consulting company, put together so Bill Clinton can loot during the period of his former presidency. Powell, therefore, works for the Clintons. And in essence, Teneo is their holding company. Who else is on this payroll? Well, Alex, it turns out that Huma Abedin, best friend of Dina Powell, she's getting a check while she's on the State Department and the Clinton campaign, Clinton Library, or I should say, Foundation payrolls, a financial triple dip for which she actually has a waiver from the federal government under Obama that she can do. Talk about fixing at the highest levels. This is also where Ed Rollins, putatively a Republican, but one of Donald Trump's harshest critics in the Republican Party.
So here's the bottom line. She is meeting in the Hamptons. We talked about this yesterday. We both worked a lot yesterday just because, I mean, well, that's a pleasure to work for the Republican Freedom and defeat these people, even on the holiday. She is a Soros operative in every sense of the word inside the White House. And the president needs to know this, and we need to politically neutralize her. So when is your article coming to InfoWars?
Well, let me give you the other moving parts here. Now that Mika has come forward to say that she went to Ivanka to place Powell, and Powell was hired, and then quickly elevated from the job she was hired from, which was relatively short, to being the number two person in the NSA, basically the right-hand woman of General McMaster, who sadly is turning out to be more in their camp than ours. Amazing. Secondarily, it means that Powell lied, because publicly she has always claimed that the administration recruited her, that Ivanka, out of the blue, called her and recruited her for this job. We now know that Mika fixed it. Sean Hannity made this charge in public, put it up on a tweet, correctly said, if this is true, Powell should be fired for lying. And then, out of the blue, Anthony Scaramucci, a good man, comes to her defense and puts up a tweet that says, no, Dina is a good conservative, the furthest thing from the truth. And then the New York Post and the Daily other social media pick up that Dina is hobnobbing in the Hamptons with none other than the big man, the big enchilada of anti-democracy forces around the planet, George Soros, only last weekend. What is this woman doing in the Trump White House?
So let's be clear. You know, she's got this Islamic last name. She's hooked in with the globalists. She's a right-hand person of Soros. She's hooked in with McMaster, the war hawk. And then she's in the Hamptons hanging out with Soros. That shows up in the local papers. This is absolutely crazy. Why the Trump State Department still loves George Soros. Even the New York Post understands this. This is sensational. Tell us about this lady's pedigree.
Well, first of all, I think it speaks, Alex, you're absolutely right, to the larger issue of what is happening at state under Tillotson. And what they're trying to do out of the NSA to grab foreign policy and take it back to the path of neocon war. We know that McMaster, probably backed by the defense secretary, backed 150,000 troops on the ground in Syria right after the limited strike, and the president wisely, one of the best decisions he's made, said, no, that's not what we're doing. So we know that there's this clique, and I think they are, as I reported here on InfoWars, in complete and total control of our U.S. embassies in Romania and Hungary.
All right, we're going to go to break and come back with more of this. We're going to go to break and come back. We're going to go to break and come back more of this. But Trump's having trouble digging them out because they're coming back in through his administration at the top and the bottom, a total George Soros arrogant infiltration. So how does Trump remove these cancers from the State Department? And is the bottom line Rex Tillerson is a double agent from the beginning? We'll be back. I'm Alex Jones.
Hi, this is Ron Paul, former congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I love these summer months because this is when I get to enjoy the fresh fruits and vegetables that are being harvested on small farms and in our backyards. We all look forward to garden tomatoes and corn on the cob. Don't you wish there was a better way to preserve their true tastes and flavors? I'm here to tell you that there is a better way. It's by using the amazing home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. I have a Harvest Right freeze dryer and use it to preserve the foods I love. Strawberries, apples, and even lasagna and ice cream can stay fresh for 25 years. And the best part of my freeze drying is my family and I have a supply of long-lasting food on hand. So no matter what may come, we feel better prepared. We love our freeze dryer. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-923-9591. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-923-9591.
Imbrix Essentials, that's my middle name. I've spent 7 years off and on trying to get a big national brand that's already trusted to let us private label an entire line of personal care products that's organic and high quality. This is one of the top three selling organic brands in the country that puts out high quality organic shampoo, mouthwash, you name it. And they're such patriots, they have let us basically keep their well-known packaging. It is an answer to prayers, and because we're cutting out the middleman, 20% off retail, sign up for auto ship, an additional 25% off. It's all there. The body wash, the shampoo, the deodorant, the mouthwash, all of it is truly game-changing. It is the exact same product, just the name is different, Imrix Essentials, and it's on average 20% off what it would be in stores buying it directly from InfoWarsStore.com. Help us win the InfoWar while getting products everybody needs. InfoWarsLife.com, where you'll find the entire line of Imrix Essentials.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
You come on flat up, you come grooving up slowly. Got juju eyeball, he want holy roller. He got hair down.
Roger Stone's our guest. Coming up in the next hour, we're going to get into the whole Russia narrative completely collapsing. And again, I don't do like MSM does, where they just say what they want to believe and act like it becomes true. It's totally collapsed. The 17 agencies didn't say the Russians meddled. That was a hoax. The whole thing's derailed. It's all fallen apart. Now Podesta's saying the conspiracy theory that he's involved with the Russians came from InfoWars. They've gone into total panic mode. But getting back with Roger Stone to the issue of Ms. Powell there in the State Department with Rex Tillerson, we can put the news article up. It's in multiple New York newspapers that we've got this lady at Soros parties with Jared and Ivanka as well. Ivanka Trump, Jared Kushner, Kellyanne Conway spotted at Washington Post editors Hampton's party with George Soros and all these people. Now, I understand at that level of New York, you're going to cross paths. But then we're seeing the action of not removing Soros people, in fact, putting them in, as Roger Stone was just saying. This is just crazy. I mean, George Soros is trying to openly destroy Trump. How is this happening, Roger Stone?
Extraordinary question, Alex. I mean, first of all, has been reported this week, the U.S. State Department continues to fund, with our tax dollars, the ongoing efforts of George Soros to destabilize Donald Trump and his administration, democracy in general, to crush free expression, using Alinsky thug tactics, shady financing, mob rule, instigation of violence. This man is a criminal. He is attempting to overturn the legitimately elected government of Romania. He is attempting to overturn the legitimately democratically U.S. recognized government of Hungary. He's an international criminal. He is exporting violence as a political tool.
The last James Bond character was admittedly based on him, the last supervillain.
Yeah, I don't know if he really sits around with a white cat and just strokes it or whether that part is made up. But, you know, look, this guy beat his girlfriend in New York City in an altercation. Any other citizen, any other man who did that would have been arrested and prosecuted. Poof, gone. He has paid people to advocate the assassination of Donald Trump. Felony, federal crime. On that charge alone, he could be charged.
Let me ask you this, then shifting gears quickly. You've been called a Russian agent, no evidence. It's completely collapsed. I mean, but still, they just keep pushing the corpse. But from polls I see, no one's buying it. How long will the Russian dead horse keep getting beaten?
Well, what's happened now, I am told, is that the NSA and others in the deep state have a new focus on, since they can find nothing on the president, there's a new focus on the Trump children. Donnie Jr., who I think very highly of, who's a real fighter and a real believer in the cause.
Yeah, the word is he's about the best thing we've got other than Pop.
He's a great guy, and he's a great advocate for his father and his father's policies. Eric, who I think is also very effective. And, of course, I have long affection for Ivanka, despite the fact that I think socially, unfortunately, perhaps her thinking is shaped by some on the left, in all honesty. And I have been critics of both Jared and Ivanka on occasion. But, Alex, I think they think they're giving the president good advice.
This I agree. Stay there. Back in 70. Do 5 more minutes with us. I know you got to go. Second hour's coming up. Please spread the word, listeners. You're the reason we're growing. If we don't grow, though, we're going to shrink and be destroyed. We need your help. Let's go to Devin in Florida. Devin in Florida, you're on the air.
Great. Hey, thank you so much. Listen, I have bought your...